Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, joined by Mr. Will.
Hey guys, it's that time of the year again.
It's E3 2019, and today we're going to talk about all the predictions that we have to talk about, I guess. And we're also joined by the guy that joined us like 40 fucking podcasts ago and hasn't joined us since. Hello, Cole.
Oh, hello. Thanks for the call out. I really appreciate it, starting up first thing in the morning.
Well, you sound a little more excited than I am, first thing in the morning here.
Oh, I've just been getting over sickness, so no, I'm not excited.
All right.
I'm sad.
That's good. All right, whatever. No one cares about Cole. We care about E3. So today we're gonna do Microsoft, Nintendo, and we're gonna lump Sony in there too, just because they're, even though they're not in E3, they're definitely gonna do something. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. Are you guys excited for E3 or what?
Definitely.
Yeah, baby.
Don't forget the other ones though.
The other ones? What are the other ones?
We got EA, we got Ubisoft, we got Bethesda, we got Square Enix.
Square Enix. All right, all that coming up right now.
Right now.
My face is blowing up because it's so sexy. All right. Hello, welcome back, and we're going to talk about some E3, so let's talk about, you want to start with Microsoft there, Mr. Will?
Ooh, do we want to start with Microsoft?
They're going to be interesting, this E3, because they're going to basically hold all the cards, or so they think. They're going to have E3 all to themselves.
It's also that, but I still think Nintendo's going to fire back, and Sony's not going to... they've got to do something during E3. Like, they can't just postpone.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, but this fact that Microsoft's going first before the actual conference even starts is going to be interesting as well, because they're going to be like, here's our hand, and then Nintendo and Sony knows if they can go all in or not.
Yeah, that is very true. I think Microsoft's whole conference is going to depend on their new acquisitions.
Yeah, I concur. Hello, Gamer Tempo's joining us in the live chat. So Gamer Tempo says Halo Gears new system and maybe a new franchise. I mean, last year they had Sea of Thieves. That was their one new IP that was in the works here, so that's cool, but I don't know if they'll have anything new to kind of announce this year.
You mean like new, entirely new?
Yeah, new IP. So here's an article here. Well, first it says E3 for Microsoft will be 2 hours long, so that's exciting. But the Xbox 2 news update: major blows for fans hoping to see the next gen Xbox console. Xbox 2. I like how that's what it's called. Xbox 2. They like...
Yeah, they're very creative with their naming.
Yeah. They were good with the 360. That was cool.
Yeah, 360 was fun.
Yeah. The Xbox,
I mean, even Xbox One was kind of fun, but
yeah,
Xbox Two.
Well, Xbox One just got confusing. Like, don't. I mean, at least when you say Xbox Two, you know you're talking about this Xbox and not the Xbox 360.
Or the Xbox One. It's the Xbox Two.
The Xbox.
We got the Xbox One X. We got the Xbox One S. We're gonna have the Xbox One F.
Sucks.
Yeah. All right. The Xbox 2 has long been tipped to make an appearance at this year's E3 Gaming Expo. However, while it looks as though Microsoft will reveal more about the console, fans might not get their first look as they were hoping for. According to the fresh reports on NeoGAF via Xbox 2 News, Xbox 2 details will be revealed at the event, but the console itself will remain under wraps. So that's good that they're going to actually announce something. I mean,
well, they got 2 hours. They better announce something.
Yeah. So here's probably what's going to happen is they're going to announce the console and say, this is the Xbox 2. and then it's going to be, they're going to talk about Halo probably, like Gamer Tempo was saying in the chat here.
Yeah.
So,
Halo for an hour and a half and...
Yeah, Halo for an hour and a half. Well, they have been taking their time on this Halo because we talked about this a bunch of podcasts ago, but it was on... the new Slipspace engine that they're developing is the reason that they're taking so long to release this next one. So it'll be quite interesting, actually, to see what
they're also taking it back to the basics.
As they should.
Yeah.
As they should, because...
back to what made it great.
Yeah, the new and improved Halo 5 is not new and improved at all.
It's trash. Hot garbage,
I also hope
Mark
with the Xbox 2, they'll make more things cross-compatible, because there's a lot of games that I have a ton of Xbox 360 games that I cannot play on Xbox One that I want to.
Yeah.
So I hope I'll be able to play everything I have for Xbox One on the Xbox 2.
Oh, you mean like backwards compatibility?
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, man, that really sucked. Like, I mean, I knew they were making a new thing and they tried to go like all digital, but man, I really lost a lot of games that I wanted to play. So I hope they really improve on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
So Xbox last year announced they acquired 5 studios. So, Will, do you think we're going to see anything this year from those 5 studios that they acquired last year?
Oh, for sure. I know there was a rumor here. Where is it? The Initiative. Xbox announced a brand new studio last year called The Initiative. They've hired a lot of big-name developers from the likes of Rockstar, Crystal Dynamics, and EA, and a lot more. It looks like it's going to be an open-world, massive game, like in the way... Wake of GTA.
Right. That's awesome. Speaking of GTA, do you think we're due for another one?
Well, I kind of think we're ready for it, but I also feel like they might go back to Bully right now.
To Bully?
Oh, that would be weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Bully, but...
Yeah. Love the Bully. Is that the game I played at PAX, the little side-scroller?
No, Bully was not an open world, but it's similar to GTA where you play as like a prep school student who's been kicked out of every other school. He's a bit of a bully, and he tries
a
to take
bit
over.
Of a bully.
Yeah, okay, he's a full on like
asshole.
Yeah, that is very true, Cole. But I love the game, and I really want to see what they could do with it now with the next generation.
Yeah, it was open world like Donkey Kong 64's open world,
yeah,
like that kind of style. But it was cool. You could start in the school and then like you could skip school and go out in like the little cul-de-sac like later on in the game. But yeah, you just throw rocks at people and make stink bombs in science class. It's fun.
Yeah. Gamer Tempo in chat says also I could see a bigger Game Pass announcement, like 200 games on the pass or something.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to go that far because they seem to be introducing new titles every month now,
yeah,
and taking older stuff away. I think we're going to stick to that, but I wouldn't be surprised to see the Game Pass make its way to PC.
Yeah. Well, the Xbox 2 is apparently supposed to... Like, we've heard rumors for a long time that the next console and the PC are going to be, like, the same fucking thing. You know, like, it's going to be... it's going to be very easy to basically transition your console into a PC. Like, you can hook up the mouse and keyboard and probably a monitor, too. Well, of course,
yeah,
of course a monitor, but yeah.
But we're already halfway there. Like, Xbox has now got keyboard and mouse support, right?
Yeah.
So all it takes now is for, like, a higher power graphics card or being able to be, you know, maybe slightly modded.
Yeah.
Which I'd hate to see. I don't really want to see. Like, I don't want to have to, you know, pull open a compartment on the new Xbox and every, like, year or two change out a graphics card, because that would kind of be shitty.
Nice. So Gamer Tempo in the chat here says that the PS Now has almost 900 games, and then realized he was stroking Sony too hard, and he said, sorry, 759, and then he said 750, so he's steadily going down, and it'll be zero soon.
Yeah, I'll hold up.
Wait,
with
Sony's
you.
Announcing, or Sony has right now?
Has right now.
PlayStation Now is their version of Game Pass, except it's streaming. You don't download it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, we'll get to Sony later. We're kind of sticking with the soft right now. So,
man, they're making me soft.
They're making me soft. So, that's the best. That was the funniest animation I've seen in a while. Was the Harry Potter loving your song?
Love your song. That's old now. That's like really.
I know, but it's so funny. Every time I watch it, I laugh. Good.
Yeah. Ninja Steel has also registered a new trademark under Bleeding Edge.
Oh, okay. So.
Well, so I don't know what's coming up there, but you know, Ninja Theory is like Ninja Gaiden and stuff like that. So.
So that's probably another hack and slash type game.
Yeah, it says the game is more melee combat focus, and which seems to be fitting the studio's style. But right. It's set in a sci-fi universe where players can play solo or team up and take on aliens who have invaded the planet. Ooh, back to aliens.
Back to aliens.
From zombies back to aliens. That's all we get, zombies or aliens.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
Or zombie aliens. let's see something new.
Halo did it first.
Zombabians.
Oh my god, that's terrible. But I would play it. I would kill some zombabians.
Hey, what was that game that you showed me yesterday, Cole? The cool looking 4-player one you want to play eventually.
Oh, that's a little bit older too. But you just want to. That's Crawl.
Crawl. Have you played Crawl before, Will?
No, I haven't.
Cole showed me yesterday. It's a very, very simplistic PC game. You can play with up to 4 people. Basically, you all start as humans, and then you fight each other, and then all of you die except for one, and then that one person is the human, and they got to run around and try to find the exit. And
A dungeon. It's like a big open dungeon, and the other people become ghosts, and the ghosts have to try to kill the human and steal the humanity.
It was a little interesting to watch. And then Cole's like, yeah, enough of that.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, Cole was showing me yesterday, and I'm sitting there like, Cole's like, okay, that's enough of that, and he X's out, and I'm like, but I want more.
I didn't know. I thought I was boring you with my...
No, I was excited.
Oh, it's good. We'll have to play it. Are we going to do, like, an indie game section in this?
Yeah, indie game night is on Tuesday, so we'll have to find a Tuesday that we can play that.
Well, I meant on this podcast, like, any indie games coming out, like, after we do all the E3 stuff? Any indie games that are coming out that are new and interesting?
Maybe do that in the next podcast, because the next podcast is, like, the weekend before E3.
Okay, yeah.
So, anyways, so we're likely to see some revamping of stuff from last E3, like Gears 5 and the new Forza title.
Oh, yeah, that Forza title looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Playground Games, which is the creators of Forza Horizon, they're also venturing into a new studio, new genre of games. They've opened another studio that's supposed to be working on an open-world action RPG.
Right.
So a lot of people, the speculation is that it's going to be Fable 5.
Fable 4.
Oh, yeah, Fable 4 or a reboot. It could also be a new IP with how the secrecy behind the title, but I'd love to see Fable make a remake, and I've said it many times.
Yeah, I did see something. Like I saw Fable 4, and I was like, man, I keep seeing Fable 4 stuff because I want it too. That was actually the first game my wife and I played together was Fable 2 and 3. So I was super bummed out when Fable 4 got canceled, but I saw it popping back up, and I was like, "No, it can't be! It can't be real! It's gotta be fake!" So I'm glad you brought that up. That'd be really cool to see.
Yeah, well, Phil Spencer said earlier last year, and he keeps bringing it up in a lot of conferences and interviews, that Microsoft is not done with the Fable franchise.
Well, I fucking hope not. They should do Master Chief Collection should be done for all the old games, just.
They should just be, like, the Master Chief Collection for Fable? Fable's Master Chief Collection?
Yeah. They should just make one section of the Game Pass called "Your Fucking Nostalgia in a Fucking Can," and then and then it's all the nostalgia games like that.
Yeah,
personally, I want a Banjo-Kazooie Master Chief Collection.
Yeah. But I don't think Fable needs to be remade. Like, they did the first one because that was really old back in, like, the, what was that, 2001 when the original Xbox came out?
It was, like, almost a launch title, but it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. It was, like, the Christmas, I remember. But after that, like, two, even in now, or, like, our generation now, I can still go back and play two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, two holds up really well.
It's the one with the dog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
Throwing out the castle window, and I was like, what the fuck?
And then my good choices turned me into an old sack of fuck.
Ew.
Yeah.
Actually, at least, like, in the first game, if you got stuck in, like, you remember when you go to prison?
Yeah.
I remember my first playthrough, I kept failing at getting out, so by the time I escaped prison, my beard was, like, fully gray, and I had long hair.
Good stuff.
So by the time I completed the game, it said I was, like, 120.
Yeah, that was kind of what I did too. And then this was a funny little narrative in my story in that game was, because I did the same thing. I was in prison and then I came out and I'm like fucking old as shit. And then I went back to my like daughter, or sorry, my wife and daughter. And I just imagined like, who's this old fuck just making it over to the fucking house?
They haven't aged a day.
Yeah, I know. They look exactly the same. But they aged you like instantly. Like, you grab whatever the artifact was, and then it's like, oh, if you do this, you'll age, like, 60 years or something. And so, yeah, you did. And then you went back home, and they're like, who are you? But like, I'm him.
I'm the one.
Yeah. Cole, I imagine that you were all magic all the time in that game, because you're a wizard.
I'm a wizard, yes. I actually, in Fable 2, I used to go and stand in the middle of the town on my evil account. Like, you just start the game, go to the first town, and just spam magic attacks on the guards.
Yeah.
And I mean, at first they would kick your ass, but like 20 minutes of like all magic, you'd be maxed out on every single level of magic.
Yeah.
When you just finish game.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lean more towards magic and a little bit of archery. I don't do a lot of hand-to-hand in Fable.
Yeah, but after 2, I remember they got rid of, like, the bow and arrow and went straight to, like, pistols and revolvers.
Yeah, they did. Anyways, back to E3. So, I'm hoping that they come out with something that we weren't expecting, which I'm sure they are. Because everyone's expecting Halo and Gears 5 and Forza and all them, but is there going to be something else that comes out that's going to blow us away, or what?
Yeah, there definitely is. But I've talked about before, I don't know what they are, but their new acquisitions and like the initiative, all their new studios, that is their future of Xbox right there.
Yeah. That's
that is first party content.
Yeah, so they acquired the Initiative, Undead Labs, Playground Games, Ninja Theory, and Compulsion Games. So better, and they made a new studio, like kind of parent studio. I can't remember what it was called. Yeah. From last
and
year.
Then don't forget they also acquired Obsidian.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, which is interesting because Obsidian, their next game is the open world Outer Worlds, which is kind of their next version of Fallout.
Yeah, Outer Worlds looks awesome.
Yeah, yeah. We're definitely going to see that at E3, probably maybe not under Microsoft, but the thing
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I didn't know if, that's why I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, but Microsoft has acquired Obsidian. They're just still releasing that title cross-platform.
Yeah. All right, so they have... So I'm kind of skipping around here on this page here. It's got basically all the information, which is excellent for our podcast. So I'm looking at Bethesda now. E3 2019 Bethesda at Dyslexia. And so they got a bunch of great games. So Doom Eternal is coming out, so I'm sure we'll see a bit more of that. I literally just finished the first Doom from 2016, which isn't actually the first Doom. It's like the first revamped Doom. And that last boss was fucking hard, though. Have you played the game, Will? I can't remember.
No, I haven't. I'm definitely going to, but I just... Too many games on the go.
Yeah, for sure. But fuck me, dude. That game, that final boss was hard because like none of my weapons really worked against the boss.
Did you have all the weapons?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a huge weapon selection in that game.
Yeah, Will's missing out, Gamer Tempo says. But yeah, no, I had all the weapons. I had the full radial of weapons you can choose from. And then I had a chainsaw and a big fucking gun. I don't know if that was his actual name, but it was BFG, so I called it the big fucking gun.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I think that is his actual name.
Yeah.
Yeah. BFG.
The BFG. And then I had something else, didn't I? No, that's it. But all my weapons were like max level. Like I had all the mods for them, and all the mods were maxed level. Like I was fucking high level, and I was still struggling with the boss a bit. And that was the only time I was getting just a wee bit frustrated. But once I figured out the attack patterns and stuff, it was I had a better chance. But it took me like 15-20 minutes to figure out all the attack patterns and how to dodge them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really good. So I'm really looking forward to Doom Eternal. And I want to play arcade mode and stream it, because that would be sweet.
Oh yeah.
Sweet. Okay, so Elder Scrolls number 6.
Skipping? Yeah, Todd Howard confirmed that Elder Scrolls 6 and what was the game they announced last year? The space one? Stargate?
Fuck. Just type that into Google. Just type star into Google and see what comes up.
Bethesda Star.
I was making a joke because literally every fucking space game / movie starts with star.
Yeah, but if you put Bethesda Star, it should show up. I just can't remember the name of the game. Bethesda Star.
Star Trek Fleet Command.
Starfield.
Oh, no, that's
Starfield.
Starfield, that's what it is.
Yeah, Todd Howard confirmed E3 2019 will not have Elder Scrolls 6 or Starfield.
Starfield.
Which I think is stupid. Like, why tease it last year to not show it off again this
year?
It's the same thing they've done with so many games.
This is pretty common where there is a new system coming out because they obviously they don't have a final release date for the system, and then once they internally figure out when their system's going to be released, they obviously need games for it, so they're going to delay stuff until the console comes out.
So, yeah, like, they don't have to show gameplay, though, but, like, last year we didn't even get teasers. The Elder Scrolls 6 thing was a little bit of a background with the Elder Scrolls music, and the Starfield, all we saw was space.
And a satellite, like, yeah.
All we can, you know, just show us off a bit of, like, what we can expect from the game. Doesn't have to tease anything.
I would rather them hold off than get another Fallout 76, you know? If the game's not ready, then...
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying, like, release it right now, but I'm definitely saying, like, they could still showcase it a bit. Show, like, some tech engine stuff.
Butter us up. Have Will lay on stage and just butter him up with some Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Well, 2018 was pretty much the year of unfinished games. Am I wrong?
Do you think that's going to get any better, or do you think it's going to get worse?
I don't know.
I think it's going to get worse.
I think it's going to get worse, too, because everyone's trying to figure out how to maximize their profit with this subscription service bullshit that they do now, and then no one's figured it out yet, so they're just basically releasing unfinished fucking shit games. There's only a handful of games that were, like, finished and worth the price tag. You know, we have God of War, we have Assassin's Creed, Far Cry 5.
Sea of Thieves Vanilla. No, I'm just joking.
So yeah, we have those really... those games had a lot of gameplay initially in them, and then they offer DLC after.
Yeah.
Has there been any DLC for God of War?
No, they've confirmed that they're not working on any, but it sounds like they're already hard at work on the next one, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked, because man, God of War, that was so good. Yeah.
That blew me away. I can't wait to see Kratos take on Thor.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Gamer Tempo mentioned Spider-Man in the chat. So yeah, that was another one. Do they have any DLC for Spider-Man?
Oh yeah, there's tons.
Is there? Yeah. I never played Spider-Man because I don't have a PS. You know what?
Speaking of unfinished games, I'd fingers crossed for Cyberpunk 2077.
Because,
I mean, man, they said they're not releasing that game until it's finished. And, I mean, with the Witcher series, those guys are known to make solid games, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've also confirmed all DLC will be free, just like Witcher 3, so I'm already on board.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get through that Witcher 3 DLC. I haven't beaten the Blood and Wine DLC yet. But
oh. Me either. That's the last one I have to conquer.
Yeah, I'm holding out on it.
Yeah. So, just a little insert ad here. I made the ad because I'm going to do it right now live. Oh, sorry. Live. If you guys want to join our chat here while we're recording live, you can join our Patreon. Go to patreon.com, I think. Is it .com? Yeah, it's .com/videogamesnow. And become a Patreon, and then you get access to our live show and podcast episodes one day early, so you can hear my voice and Cole's, hopefully, more often. And Will's.
Do you get a prize for tuning into the live podcast? Do we have something for Gamer Temple?
Yeah, we got something for Gamer Tempo. He gets a paycheck this week.
Blow them a kiss. Blow them a kiss. I don't know if it's a guy or girl.
It's a guy. We're going to reward them with our sexy faces and our and the ability to join the show live.
Is he a guy? You know, Gamer Tempo can mean anything. Sorry, I already know who you are. I just want to make fun.
He's poking. We already teased him quite a bit. He joined the podcast. A little while ago from work, and he was like in his like water closet, and he's like, hey guys, what's going on? And he's like, is that where it was funny?
That's awesome. Good commitment. I like it.
Yeah, that was in the month that Will was like completely AFK from the podcast, and it was just me rocking it with the
I feel like even when Will is in the podcast, he's still AFK.
Ooh.
No, he's been pulling his weight. I'm like, I'm impressed. I'm blown away. I'm learning new stuff from Will.
Hey, you're never around.
Yeah.
I'm always around. I'm just like, Will and Rodney, I don't know. No, I love you guys. This is great.
All right. So, still in Bethesda here. So, Elder Scrolls Blades was showcased last year as a new mobile game from Bethesda. So, have you got... That's out now, isn't it? Actually, I'm just going to quickly check that.
I'm pretty sure it's out. I know it might only be out for the beta people, which I subscribe to.
I don't think I want to put it on my phone.
Well, shit. Right Taking at the end look. Is when... Yeah, right at the end of this article, it should be like, this game's getting released. Blah, 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 blah. Elder Scrolls.
Holy crap, it's $10. Oh, that's music. That's soundtracks. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Oh, no. Elder Scrolls Blades. It's here. Install.
It's here. And now. Sweet. So
I am officially downloading Elder Scrolls Blade, so I'll give you guys a review of that next week.
I'm installing it too. I'm going to give you guys a review of that next week. I'll race you to it, Will. Who can beat it first?
Well, since you guys are already doing it, I'm not going to fucking bother because I'm not interested, actually.
Just as a side note to throw it in there, I downloaded RuneScape for my phone, and I've been playing vanilla RuneScape on my phone. And it's actually pretty fun. It's bringing back some hard nostalgia. That's the first game I got, like, addicted to as a child. That's the first game when my mom's like, do your homework. And I'm like, Mom, I'm playing RuneScape. So maybe in, like, 20 years, I'll be playing Blade. My mom will be like, Cole, do your homework. Be like, Mom, I'm playing Blade. Bring back some nostalgia.
Yeah.
Isn't that going to be like Hana?
No, I know. That's part of the joke.
Okay. Cole.
Hana's going to be like... Play with your kids.
No, play Blade.
Cole's mom's like got an open casket funeral, and like, what's your name? Cole walks up on the phone playing Blades, and she just like wakes up and grabs you. Be like, I'm dead. Cole, pay attention.
Do your homework.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that's something my mom would do. She'd wake. She would come back alive for a split second to be like, stop playing games.
Stop. That'd be Brittany.
Yeah, it would be
brilliant. Rodney, play Pokemon Go with me. Oh, before we leave off of Microsoft fully, I'm still playing it so much Sea of Thieves. I play it all the time, but I'm hoping for the new DLC. Like they said, they've promised they're going to bring in like pets and you guys haven't finished Tall Tale yet.
Yeah.
No, it's really time consuming. So is, now that I'm off work, Cole, we're gonna have to help me crush those this year.
Yeah,
I won't
give any spoilers for that. But it looks like that this was focused on the Gold Hoarders, so I think they might also do like a Souls. I don't know if they'll do a Merchant because Merchant was boring as shit. But I mean, they might do a Souls Tall Tale, like a whole another 10 chapters focused on that. So that'd be cool to see. That's my 2 cents. I got to get my Sea of Thieves 2 cents in there.
I think they're going to announce another region, too. Like, we got Forsaken Shores last year.
I want a Singapore region. Everybody's like, oh, ice region. But I would much rather have, like, pirates in Singapore. Those guys were, that was like a huge thing. Even like Pirates of the Caribbean touched on that too. That'd be cool to see new ship styles and like a new, like, mossy kind of, I don't know, jungly environment. We already have some jungly environments, but like hardcore Singapore style.
I get you. I was talking to Adam last night when we were playing, and he also brought up a thing. As much as he likes killing skeletons, he wouldn't mind seeing some NPC pirates.
Yeah, I think they're really against you killing people. You know, like they, and except for other players, they don't really want you murdering. Like that's why I think they don't have a navy, is because they don't want you just massacring the navy men.
I don't know. I'd like to see the Navy come in as like a world boss type thing.
Yeah, I would too, but well, I don't think it's going to happen. That's the thing, is I don't think they're going to have people that you can kill besides other pirates who are other players.
Cool. Okay. I was just thinking about this the other day because I'm listening to our podcast from the beginning just because I kind of feel like it. And I'm basically at E3 last year. At this point, and we've talked about Sea of Thieves quite a bit at that point, and we brought up the Navy before, and it's really actually they should just keep everybody skeletons, but they should just have pirate skeletons and then Navy skeletons. So when you're attacking a Navy ship, and you kill or sink the ship or kill the whatever, then you get an Admiral skull or something.
That'd be kind of cool. I'd be down.
I'd like that. Yeah. Mm.
So,
and but then, I do agree with them branching out more from skeletons. I mean, like, they would be cool if they had like a. Like a herbologist kind of, what the heck is it called? Reputation line that you can follow, and there'd be like plants, like different plants on the island could be alive or something cool like that. Oh, we're probably going to get more animals in the pets update, so there'll probably be like bears or boars or something, which would be a cool addition as well.
Yeah.
Man, I'd be pissed if I'm fighting skeletons and all of a sudden I turn around, there's a fucking black bear.
Or you're like digging up treasure, and there's like you're like halfway in, and you know how skeletons pop out of the ground. Just a grizzly bear rocks up.
A grizzly bear skeleton, that'd fucking suck. Ooh,
that would be that'd be cool. That'd be cool for souls. Skeleton animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see more. Like, I like how with the souls we have the captains and stuff like that, but I want to see more like actual bosses, like the skeleton lords. I really enjoyed the pirate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to be able to grab missions like that.
They said, Pirate Lord missions, but or somebody said they should add giant crabs. That'd be cool.
Gamer Tempo says zombies. But isn't the skeletons already basically zombies?
Let's add some aliens. Dead. Let's throw some aliens in there.
Their spaceship morphs into a new pirate ship, then it becomes an event. That'd be fucking sweet.
Yeah,
a guy that we play with, we were talking about what game, like, what's the game that's most similar to Sea of Thieves? Like, name something that is similar to Sea of Thieves.
No Man's Sky, probably, but it's space rather than ocean.
Yeah, but I mean, even then, like, No Man's Sky is, I don't know, I guess I haven't played enough No Man's Sky to really give it, but yeah, that's a good example. All right, fine, just take my whatever I was going to say and just smash it, Rodney. Smash it down. Tear me down to your size.
Yep. So let's go back to E3 now, since we we're skipping to shit we talk about.
Hold on a second. Hey, Will, how far are you downloading Blades right now?
I'm done.
What? You're done? Only at 31%. Did you fight that elf boss at the beginning?
Oh, no, sorry. I haven't played. I just downloaded it.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm going to beat it before you. That was all. Carry on, Ronnie.
Wow, now we know where his attention's gone.
Yeah.
Cole's AFK.
We have about 10% of Cole's brain right now.
I also want to talk about Star Wars Fallen... what is it? Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. I know that's also EA, but my Xbox has bought the marketing rights.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I can picture like a gameplay trailer for EA Play, but I see the developers actually going up on stage for the Microsoft conference and doing like a live gameplay.
Okay, that's cool. So I'm going to EA now. And besides the fucking usual barrage of fucking sports games, Madden, FIFA, NHL, and NBA.
EA Sports. It's in the fucking game.
Cool. So yeah, there's a there's maybe a new Titanfall, Titanfall 3. Gamer Tempo says 10% of your brain is generous. Cool.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I usually give about 4. So I mean, you guys are getting 6% more than everybody else gets. So be grateful.
Anyway, so Titanfall 3. So you guys know how I feel about Titanfall 1. It fucking sucks.
I don't. Tell me.
It fucking sucks, yeah, dinks.
It was garbage. So. Titanfall 2 is great, but can you actually see them doing 3 right now? It's the same developers that are doing Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, and they're also doing Apex.
Yeah. True. So, I mean, if they release a Titanfall 3, I'll seriously consider picking it up. And
you get your big Titanfall statue back there, don't you?
Well, it's not mine. It's Will's, and he has to pick it up still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So, Gamer Tempo literally stole the words out of my mouth here in the chat. It's, he's bringing up Apex, new character announcements and map update, and I was actually going to add on to that. I'm wondering if Apex will end up putting some sort of story in.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not
for sure. Played Apex.
Well, I mean, it's another BR game, so if you're not into those, I mean, it's considerably more relatable than Fortnite, I think, because you don't have to you don't have to learn new mechanics, in a sense. Like Fortnite, it's like, it's a shooter, but you also have to learn how to build, whereas Apex is, it's a shooter, you just gotta learn the small little tidbits of the game, like sliding and all that shit. But it still takes a lot to be good. Gamer Tempo streams this quite frequently, and he's, I would assume, pretty good now. I've only seen him kill a couple people, because I'll see him, and I'll be like, oh, hey, it's Bradley. And then I'll keep going. Sorry. That was rude.
I'm getting distracted by the Super Smash Bros. Music, too.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, he streams all the time, so check out Gamer Tempo's Facebook page. He's in conjunction with the video games now on, so. Alright, so, EA, what else do we got, EA? Oh, they're hinting at another expansion for The Sims 4.
I could see it.
Alex is jumping for joy right now, even though she doesn't listen to the show. So
she just plays Super Smash Bros. On it and gets me to drink her drinks.
I'm just going to read this bit. It's possible for new games from EA DICE Studios, the developers behind Battlefield and Star Wars Battlefront games, who have yet to announce a project for 2019, as well as projects for PopCam, famous for Plants and Zombies, and Ghost Games, the new stakeholders of the Need for Speed franchise. So, the Need for Speed, did anybody play the latest one? Is it Payback? Is that what it is?
I thought it was Payback.
So that was where you have some sort of objective missions and you're like speeding towards trucks and shit and people jump out of your car and all that kind of stuff. Is that what that was? If I remember the trailer correctly.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. Because, I mean, when I hear Need for Speed, I think of the classic like Hot Pursuit 2 or Underground or any of the... Fuck, Underground was the game.
Oh, man. You like the music in that?
I liked Hot Pursuit.
Yeah, I liked Hot Pursuit too. I think that was my favorite one. I just liked playing the cop missions and being the cops and then pulling over racers and be like, fucking bull.
Yeah, me too.
That was literally
the
voice.
Do you know why I pulled you over? For doing 260 in city?
In a 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's literally how my cop sounded. Like, in pursuit of a Opel Speedster. Blah, blah, blah.
So. Man, voice acting back then was garbage.
Or it was so much better and we've lost the touch.
I would rather have the old Banjo-Kazooie voice acting.
We should do a Banjo-Kazooie podcast.
Yeah.
Just 2.5 hours.
Yep. Yeah, Brad, Gamer Temple says they need a new underground-style game for Need for Speed. I kind of agree. I haven't played a Need for Speed in a while. I've kind of lost my appetite to play racing games, but Eric on the VGN team is a He's got a racing simulator, or a racing setup. He's got, like, the chair and the wheel and all that stuff. And, actually,
Didn't the Need for Speed movie get you amped back up to play the games again?
No, that really, like, retracted my... Yeah. What's his name? Thomas, the guy in one of our videos on YouTube who played the Bean Boozled game. By the way, fuck you, Cole. You fucking mixed the real Jelly Bellies and the fucking bad Jelly Bellies into the same bag and didn't tell me. And I'm
when no one was looking. Yes, I did do that. How'd you know it was me?
Well, who the fuck else would do it? And I'm playing. Yeah, I'm literally streaming Assassin's Creed, and I'm like eating Jelly Bellies while I'm streaming Assassin's Creed, and I had like fucking dirty socks or something. I'm like, the fuck. And then
these Jelly Bellies have gone bad.
Yeah, I thought that I'm like, oh, maybe one of them got mixed in by accident. And then I had two more regular ones, and then I had like spoiled milk. I'm like, okay, fuck this. I was right choked that you ruined my day.
All right, I'll buy you a new bag of Jelly Bellies.
No, dude, I'm so turned off from Jelly Bellies. It's not even funny. Brittany and I literally passed a store called Jelly Bean Town, and we're like, no, just no, this is not happening.
That's so amazing. We got sidetracked right hot there.
Well, I got my rage flared up again from that, thinking about
that. I don't
even
remember what you were talking about.
I remember you were streaming that day, too. That was awesome.
Yep. We were talking about Thomas. Thomas has a racing wheel set up, and his wheel actually fights him. Like, you can feel the road while you're driving, which is freaking awesome. Because I always hated those about the arcade style racing games where you're like driving, but it feels like you're fucking
and the wheel's like been WD-40 to the point you're gonna pull it off.
yeah. So yeah, new Need for Speed would be cool. Maybe even Brittany might play that. Who knows? I don't know if she'd be into racing games or not. I'm just trying to fucking get her into playing anything at this point.
Yeah, so you got to find the gateway. I mean, Han and I, we should Fable 3 is what we got started on. So, I mean, then she started playing Ark with me and other things. So, you just got to find that one.
Okay, well, here's a fun fact about my wife. So, on our first date, she's like, oh, I'm a gamer girl. I'm like, are you now? And I'm like, in my inside was like, oh, yeah, gamer girl. I'm going to marry one. It's going to be great. And then I'm like, well, what kind of games do you play? And she's like, well, I'm into Call of Duty right now. And I'm like, are you? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. At the time, I'm still not really a big Call of Duty fan, but so I go over to her house. This is like a couple weeks later. So I go over to her house, and she was playing Call of Duty, and she was in a clan. And I'm like, okay. And and then she quit the clan because she couldn't stick to the schedule or something. Like, they had to come on lines every Tuesdays and Thursdays and practice or whatever the fuck, right? And then, anyway, she quit, and since then she hasn't played. And I'm like, what the fuck? So, like, I come into your life, and you're like, nah, games aren't for me. Fucking okay.
You'd turn anybody off games. You should never start a podcast or stream at all. Because, man, I'd look at you, and I'd be like, man, I don't want to play video games anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got her to play the first Halo with me on Legendary, but I carried her, so it's all good.
Dude, Halo's tough, man.
The first one's not that bad. The first we played the first mission of two, and she's like, "Fuck this," and I'm like, "I know."
you gotta play six with her when six comes out. Oh, what are they calling it? Infinite.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah. Going back to that also, do you think we might get a quick tease of the Master Chief TV series that starts filming in fall?
Yeah. It starts filming in fall? I thought it was already in production.
No, it's just it goes to camera in fall. But we have our cast and all that, so I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe they'll tease the main character, bring him on stage in the Master Chief outfit. Give fans something to look forward to, at least.
I don't think they're that in touch, you know? I feel like producers and also video game companies aren't really that, like, that would be cool. That'd be cool to see, but I doubt it would happen. I mean, I think it would be a smart idea, but I mean, they're just not that smart.
Yeah,
it's being done by Microsoft. So,
do you know what's funny? A few years ago, like right before, like all these big studios popped up in these like indie games and stuff, it was like a movie would come out and then they would make a shitty video game after that movie, and then a movie would come out and like. Think of all the movies that have video games made after them,
mm-hmm.
and that's all that you would get. And now all these video games that are getting made, people are making movies out of them because they're like so much better. Like the storytelling quality in like Hollywood and everything has just gone down. So now they're like, we got to take these stories from these video games, and they're no longer making video games after stories. But now they're leading the charge.
Well, what they, every video game live action should be a TV show. Like there should, like the games are told in a TV like fashion anyway, episodic. That's what the word I was looking for. They're, all video games are told in an episodic fashion where, let's use Zelda as an example. Go get this thing, and then you go get this thing, and there's all this shit, and then the boss fight, climactic, holy shit, and then it kind of falling, you know, falling action, and then you're on to the next bit, right? Okay, now go find this thing, and then, so that's how games work, so they should be making games on an episodic basis versus trying to fucking shove a 10-year-long fucking game like World of Warcraft into a 2-hour movie and confusing the shit out of anybody.
Yeah, I really wanted to like the World of Warcraft movie, but I couldn't do it. I wanted to so bad, but I
could not do it. It didn't follow the games at all.
Well, and then for somebody like me who's never played any of the games, the first 2 minutes, I was so lost. They're like, oh, here's all the lore from 10 years of fucking games, then just like right down your throat, and yeah.
I don't even think that was all the lore. There's still so much. Yeah. I mean, like, they missed a huge
the lore too. That they showed for the movie was only like the first 4 years.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, it was funny because that was all shot where we live and we worked in film, so I knew half the actors on the show. It was just funny seeing like local Vancouver guys fighting in orcs, and yeah, it was fun. That's why I wanted to like it, but I mean, it's just so bad.
Yeah, you want to take pride in the industry you work in, but it's they're making it pretty fucking hard now.
Just garbage, just puking garbage at us.
Yeah. So, Sony's skipping E3 this year. What can we expect from Sony to release on their old... Okay, first of all, those are some hefty fucking eyebrows on Crash Bandicoot, dude.
He's got to be really expressive with his face.
Well, like, they didn't have to make his eyebrows, like, almost as big as his fucking head.
Do you think the new Sonic movie, he looks more like, oh my goodness, now you just said his name and I can't remember, Crash Bandicoot, than he does like Sonic?
You know what? Holy shit, you're right. But
they should just save all the animation from Sonic and make a Crash Bandicoot movie.
How would you even make that?
Actually, Crash Bandicoot movie?
Actually,
terribly.
I
would watch it.
It would be like an Angry Birds movie.
Yeah, that would be fun. But it wouldn't necessarily have to be for kids. Like, Angry Birds is very, very focused towards kids. I mean, you'd got to make it like a PG-13 kind of movie, you know?
Yeah. I like with those old games, they always have some silly sound effects. Like, you know when you get the extra life in Crash Bandicoot? He's like, oh my god!
Oh my god!
Yeah. I always thought he said, like, oh my god. It's like, oh my god!
The new Crash Bandicoot's a racing game, isn't it?
Well, they're releasing a CTR, yeah.
Just a remake.
Yeah.
Is it a remake?
Yeah, I think it's a remake, yeah.
Oh, Nitro-Fueled?
Nitro-Fueled!
Those are some hefty eyebrows. Look at that.
Dude, those are massive eyebrows. Like, holy shit. He, like, lifts one eyebrow and he changes the fucking wind direction.
Wasn't the release of the Crash Bandicoot remastered like the highest selling thing on PlayStation? Like, didn't that just top the PlayStation charts?
I mean, they released it also on Nintendo and on, or just on Nintendo. I don't know if they released it on Xbox. I can't remember. Will?
I don't remember.
Impress me, Will.
Well,
make me believe.
I would imagine that they released it on Xbox as well because they released it on Nintendo Switch, and I played that. This pisses me off when Brittany, a non-gamer, plays a fucking game like Crash Bandicoot. She goes, "Oh, I used to play this when I was younger," and then she kicks my ass. Fucking,
you got
to
sharpen up, man. Show no mercy.
Well, she's really hyped on the mobile games. She plays a lot of those. Like, she has like 4 full pages on her iPad full of games.
Get her to download Blades.
Yeah. So,
or RuneScape. I need some friends on RuneScape.
Yeah. All right, so Sony will most likely talk about The Last of Us Part 2, Death Stranding, and Ghost of Tsushima. I actually said that without butchering the shit out.
Tsushima.
Tsushima.
Shuba.
Sounds like a fucking sushi roll or something.
Yeah. Sushi. Hey, that's racist, man. You
and
can't
then
say
I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe some Days Gone DLC.
I heard Days Gone like just terrible. Like I don't even like. It just looked so uninteresting to me when it came out. Like, I mean, just another zombie survival, and I hear it's super generic, so.
Yeah, but you know Sony, they always try to keep things alive, usually with DLC.
Yeah.
Sony. Sony and their fucking Last of Us Part 2.
We're definitely
that looks
see,
so good, though. The Last
yeah.
of Us Part 2.
Oh, definitely, mm. yeah. Ugh.
That's my kind of game.
Yeah.
Definitely see Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Man, Mark, I can already hear and visualize Mark salivating over that.
He's probably jumping up and down like a boy about to open a gift.
Mark kind of looks like a jacked Cloud.
My favorite Mark moment ever is when he was playing Smash Bros. And he like couldn't control his like facial expressions. It was the most hilarious thing I've ever experienced.
And
he was also super drunk.
Well, yeah, but
I feel like he was more than drunk.
I can't even
Sorry,
replicate.
Will. Or Mark.
Yeah, well, Mark doesn't listen to the show anyway. Fucking asshole. Anyways, you
make a bring back Mark petition. Sorry.
Mark hasn't been on the podcast since... Oh, fuck, it's been a while. But last time Mark was on the podcast, some guy came on Twitter was like, don't ever have Mark on your podcast again.
And you said, yes, sir.
Yeah, copy that. So now we're on Ubisoft. So the game we know the most about is that will likely be at this year's show is Skull and Bones, which was supposed to be.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if they made that to rival Sea of Thieves, or if they made that in response to Sea of Thieves, or what the fucking
I
issue is.
I think they probably made it because of
Black Flag. Sailing.
Yeah, Black Flag. I fully agree. Yeah, they're probably they're like, hey, we got a cool sailing mechanic here. And we can do some fun ship battle stuff if we tweak a little bit. And I mean, like, with Assassin's Creed Odyssey and then now the looks like the Assassin's Creed Viking
yeah.
game. I think they've just got so much options for, like, ship battles, but a little bit more tactical. So I think that's why. I think it has nothing to do with Sea of Thieves. I think it just has to do with the timing.
Right.
Yeah. I picture, though, now that it got delayed again for, like, the fourth time, that they're probably going to add some story dynamic to it, not yeah. just ship
yeah.
battle.
Yeah. So just before we move on, Speed Geek in the chat made me remember that it was the debate over Xbox and PS and how basically Mark got everyone who owned a PS to sell their PS because he was so fucking bad at defending it.
Yeah, you know, we were talking our last day of work on Thursday, and we were talking about the next consoles.
Yeah.
And he got so offended when both Nick, another guy we work with, and myself were going against him. And it wasn't even like two against him. It was like, oh, he's like the PS5 is going to be the hottest and most powerful console. I brought up the specs for what they've announced for the Xbox and what they've announced for the PS5. And Nick's even with me. He's like, no, the next Xbox is more powerful. It's more superior. But I was like, it might not be better. But he's like, no, PS5 is going to be the shit. He's like, it's got the best specs ever. And oh, my God, it was like a 5-minute debate with us not even being able to talk. I'd say one word and I'd be cut off.
Man. Ronnie, can you change the name of the stream to E3 and the Markpocalypse?
Markageddon.
The Markageddon.
Markageddon.
Yeah. So sorry, going back to Skull and Bones. So Assassin's Creed Black Flag was kind of the last game before they started going with this ancient... the style of... like Origins was a brand new kind of style of Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, but you're forgetting after Black Flag, we had Unity.
Oh, we did.
And then we had the one in London that I just can't think of where you play as the brother and sister.
That was.
I think he means the last good Assassin's Creed game. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I really liked Black Flag. I really liked the... It was basically what we had before Sea of Thieves. Mind yeah. you, I like the ship combat in Black Flag more than I do in Sea of Thieves. You have more options.
Yeah.
So.
And you get more shanties. I want more Sea of Thieves shanties. Give me my damn shanties.
When you have when you have your instrument out in Sea of Thieves, you know. Actually, okay, before that, you know how when you have your fishing rod out, and then you go to bait, and then it shows you all the bait you have. when you're,
oh, yeah.
when
be
you're
shanty.
Yeah, when you're shanties, it should be like choose one. Instead of
that's actually a really good idea.
Playing it and they're like, this isn't the one, you stop playing, play it. This isn't the one, right? That's stupid.
Let's go make our own video games. Let's just like show all these developers how to really do it.
Yeah, it'll be a game where Speed Geek 14 and Gamer Tempo are clashing to the for the death, or to the death, and then they're rescued.
I love it. I'm in.
And then they're fighting off the Mark Populous. Yeah, and his overloading of his PS empire
coming out next year, even unless we delay it four times.
Yeah. Yeah,
since we're kind of bouncing around on everything, I'm guessing we're on Ubisoft now.
Yeah, we're on Ubisoft now. Yeah.
All right. So what do you guys think? New Splinter Cell?
Yeah. I think it's possible.
It is possible. I'm going to skip this song because it's much louder than everything else and I have like minimal volume. There we go.
Now, I started playing Wildlands with Mark, and I really was... there's one thing, I ran into a mission that they bring in Sam Fisher in.
Yep.
And they brought back the original voice actor, Michael Ironside.
Michael Ironside. You know what? This is so funny because literally a year ago, I just listened to the podcasts. We were talking about this exact same thing. Like, exact same thing.
The Splinter Cell side mission?
Yeah, and then he mentioned that to Ironside was in, and my comment was, I don't think Ironside ever got beat up in school.
He was just hiding in the shadows. Stay in the darkness, my daughter. I don't even know if that was him or not.
Yeah.
He's just got a really deep, deep, threatening voice.
Isn't he the guy who goes, snake, snake? You know, no, I'm just kidding.
Snake. You know, like, when you picture, like, Sam Fisher and you put Michael Ironside's face on him and, like, you're a stealth CIA agent and all of a sudden you're, like, strangling a guy and you're trying to get information out of him and you're talking in Michael Ironside's voice, I just picture any fucking, like, guy that you do that to is gonna, like, give it all up.
I'll give it all up to you, Michael Ironside.
Alright, so we have Beyond Good and Evil 2 as well.
Yeah.
So
that looks crazy.
I can't say I fancied a play of Beyond Good and Evil 1.
Mm. That's some hard nostalgia right there. That's old school.
That was a good game though.
Yeah, oh my god, fantastic. Yeah. That was breaking boundaries in video games at the time, like the way that the character moved and like how much control you had over like how she could move and jump and roll, and yeah, it was
nice.
Amazing stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, so we're at an hour. We'll extend it a bit longer than normal. I can't go over 75 minutes or I literally can't upload it. It's too big. So
that's what she said.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about Nintendo now, unless you want to something else.
I want to talk about two things. I don't know. Did you guys ever play BioShock?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've actually talked about it. I might do a stream of BioShock.
Oh, perfect. So Ghost Story Games, legendary BioShock creators, Kevin Levine's new studio, born out of the ashes of Irrational Games, are working on smaller narrative-driven games. They're supposed to be unveiling their first new title.
That was a very good sentence, Will. Did you come up with that, or did you read it off something?
Read it off something.
I'm just bugging you. But that's cool.
Geeks.
Gamer Tempo says BioShock is amazing, so I think you have some fan followers on that.
And then apparently the report is 2K has also been hard at work at the next entry in the BioShock series. So I wonder what studio is going to be behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about that. I want more. I want more info. Give it to me.
Give it to me.
It should be a whole new trilogy, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Even one game would be good. I mean, like, BioShock 1... was just so friggin' good. I mean, they were all good, but I would just like one more.
Yeah, but BioShock Infinite basically bridged 1, 2, and 3 just being parallel universes.
Yeah.
Well, Gamer Tempo suggested a BioShock prequel.
That would be interesting. Yeah, the Fall of Rapture. That would be super cool. I'd love to see that.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, play...
When they all got drug addicted.
He says, I want to play it when Alice is in Civil War.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Like an Infinity prequel.
Yeah. That sounds badass.
Make it all. Make it all. Are you listening, 2K? Make it.
Make it, make it, baby. All
so right. The people want all two of us.
We speak for 236 people on our Facebook page as well, I hope.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, all right. All right, so Nintendo at E3 2019. So they're showing Animal Crossing as a little image, header image. So
fuck that.
You like Animal Crossing?
The last couple, just like Harvest Moon, have been pure shit.
Yeah, but I mean, they learn from that, you know, like they figure it out. I mean,
obviously they haven't, because they've been back to back garbage.
They've been back to back shit.
Yeah,
but I mean, when there is a good one, you're gonna have such low expectations that it's gonna just blow your mind.
I'm gonna raise the expectations right now. Metroid Prime 4.
If that's not a thing,
was announced last year. Remember?
Yeah, but if it's not a thing at this E3, then Nintendo fucked up, and their E3 sucks.
There's no way that they're not going to show it off this year. I don't expect it'll be out this year. I think it might be a 2020 title, but we should see more than just the logo.
Well, for sure this year we're going to be seeing more of Pokemon Sword and Shield.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I hope that comes out this year, actually. Does it?
It is? Yeah, okay. They gave the release date 2019.
Oh, yeah, buddy. And it's on the Switch, so I'll be streaming the shit out of that. So,
I know it never happens, and I always dream about it, but I hope they announce some new stuff for Super Smash Brothers that they haven't already. I mean, I know that they have the DLC packs that are coming out, but I mean,
I was going to bring that up.
Something more.
I was going to bring that they could also show off their next Smash Bros. DLC character pack.
I think that's what they're going to do.
But I don't know, maybe something new, something exciting.
Well, they have they've been updating it slowly. They have the stage builder mode now and all that, so
yeah. Is Dragon Quest what they're calling the new Legend of Zelda?
No,
Dragon Quest has been around for years.
Yes, okay, no, I just didn't want to mess up the new, or mistake that, but yeah, I think the Dragon Quest character, the main character in Dragon Quest, is going to be the new DLC character for Super Smash Brothers.
Right. Well, I mean, I was talking about this either last podcast or the podcast before. The next Zelda is probably not going to be released until 2022.
Gives me more time to rebeat Breath of the Wild.
Like, they literally, well, they have a long development period, which is good because it's just enough time for us to scream, where the fuck is the next Zelda? And then it comes out, and then it's amazing.
Yeah.
So
I don't see them showing it off, though. Too soon.
Yeah, it's way, way too soon. So they're going to definitely show off Link's Awakening Remake. Which is, I'm excited for, because I actually have not played the original for the original Game Boy. Because where do you fucking find one of those besides at Will's house?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I there's a shop that in the little town I grew up in that has like every old game you can imagine. Maybe I'll go get it for you. You can stream it on the original Game Boy.
How would you even capture the footage?
Webcam. Yeah, you take your camera and you just film yourself playing it.
That sounds awful. I'll just wait until the remake comes
out. Would you watch
that?
We'll start a new stream type.
Actually, it's already out there. I've seen people on Twitch streaming from their phone.
Wow.
Them playing like, I can't even remember the game, but it was some sort of card like
Hearthstone?
No, it was similar to like that one where you have to match symbols.
I'm gonna ask a question to the audience. Is anybody else getting just spammed with Hearthstone advertisement? I mean, I play Hearthstone, but like every YouTube video I watch has like six Hearthstone, whatever the new DLC is called, Dark something.
Actually, I'm gonna add to that. Does anyone else get the Viagra emails in their junk mail like all the fucking time?
Rodney, are you having some trouble?
That's funny that the new Hearthstone is called Rise of the Shadow, and Rodney needs a little help with Rise in his shadow, making his shadow rise.
Yeah, it's because it makes a big shadow. It's a big caster.
Big caster. You need to make one of those your T-shirt.
Yeah,
big caster.
We still need to make a halfway all the way full 1-inch T-shirt.
Oh yes, I want to do a, awesome.
I want to do a
really
Sea of Thieves one with Cole on like the front of the ship. And it just has a thing that says "Gone Fishing."
Gone Fishing.
Yeah,
that's good. Let's not give the everybody away our t-shirt ideas.
Yeah. Well, we have video proof that we just came up with it.
Oh, yeah. While Cole's fishing, there's another crew coming on board with a powder keg.
No, I think what it should be, Cole fishing, it should be like Elok the Wizard's outfit with a pole, and in the background the ship's bow is just straight up in the air. The ship's sunk and it says gone fishing.
I'm fishing off the sunken ship.
Yeah.
I like to fish, okay? I want to make an Elok the Wizard shirt.
Yeah. Your character in Sea of Thieves looks fucking cool though.
Oh man, if we do like a PAX or something, we dress up. I'm definitely dressing up as my Sea of Thieves character.
Nice.
That's my goal.
All right, so going back to Nintendo here. So one game I'm very, very excited about this E3 with Nintendo is Luigi's Mansion 3.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Yes, the first one was amazing. Dark Moon was fantastic. Cole, I don't think you've played that actually.
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have.
Back off me right now.
No.
Yeah, baby, I've played that.
Yeah, okay, good.
Luigi's Mansion is my shit.
That was the launch title for the Cube.
Yeah, oh yeah. So, well, I mean, I got the Super Mario Sunshine one.
Yeah.
But yes, I also played the hell out of Luigi's Mansion.
But the multiplayer in Dark Moon for Luigi's Mansion 3 or 2 was actually super fun, like really fun. The
I don't think I played the multiplayer.
It was the tower one, where you start. You have to basically climb up the tower as far as you can, and you get to. So you'll be on floor one. You got to find all the ghosts. Kill all the ghosts, and then you can advance to the next floor. And you can play it with up to four other Luigis, and there's traps in each floor. So if you get caught in a carpet trap, then one of the other Luigis has to come and save you. And then you can find treasure and all that kind of stuff. And then at the end of each match, it'll determine who did the best, and then it'll spin like a little roulette wheel, and then one Luigi will get a bonus. So like one Luigi on the next floor will have like his vacuum do 2x damage or something.
That's cool.
And then each fifth floor of the tower is a boss match, is a boss floor.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's fucking super fun. And then you can play by yourself. You can solo it if there's nobody online, but it's fucking hard. It's really hard to do solo.
That's good. I mean, if they have a multiplayer feature like that, I hate it when you just breeze through it on your own.
Yeah.
You know? So that's good.
Yeah. So I hope Luigi's Mansion 3 has... well, they'll have better Wi-Fi for sure, because it'll be probably on the Switch. And it'll be, hopefully, some multiplayer loving.
I'd be so down. Well, I'd play it with you. We'll stream it. Now that you got my capture card all set up.
Yep, you're welcome. But you need a microphones.
It's been long.
Am I not coming through beautifully?
Yeah.
It's been long rumored, but I'd really like to see a sequel to Eternal Darkness.
Yeah. I think we talked about that like literally a year ago.
Yeah. But it still says that there's supposed to be a studio working on it for Nintendo. So
cool. All right, that's
It would make sense with the Switch. They're trying to pump out more mature content, like as you see with Doom and all that.
Yep.
I really think Eternal Darkness 2 or something like that would be a great title, even a remake.
I don't think I've ever played Eternal Darkness.
One of the scariest games you'll ever play.
Yeah,
I can check it out.
You guys were talking about that in the podcast I just listened to from like a year ago, Eternal Darkness, and how much Mark shit his fucking little pants.
We're so mean to Mark. I love you, Mark, if you're ever listening again. If you ever see me again, I love you, Mark.
Yeah. Well, he's not listening. He's not watching right now, or else he'd be in the comments going, "What the fuck, Rodney? Bro, I fucking don't like when you talk bad about me, bruh."
But we love you. It all comes from love. They haven't said anything about it, but man, I want a new Pikmin game.
I was literally thinking that yesterday. I'm like, Pikmin 3 came out for the Wii U like for fucking ever ago. And yeah. I never played a Pikmin game before that. Actually, what prompted me to think about that actually yesterday was when I was at your house, Cole, and I saw the Pikmin for the Cube.
Dude, Pikmin 3 was great, but it's like Pikmin 1 and Pikmin 2 are like
way better.
Everybody listening, anybody out there who has not played Pikmin, play it.
It's fucking good.
Actually, that's my kind of like. I mean, Pikmin for me was like, I like strategy games. Like, I mean, I'm huge. Like, I play a lot of Total War. Oh, we never talked about Three Kingdoms. Total War, Three Kingdoms.
Oh yeah,
that looks a lot of fun.
looks a lot of fun. But,
I love strategy games, and this is like an action adventure strategy game, and I love it. So Pikmin 4.
Nice.
That's what I want.
Well, Pikmin, I never played Pikmin, like I said, and the only reason I started playing Pikmin 3 was because I got a free game download for some reason. I bought a bigger game. I think I bought Wind Waker HD, and then it said use this code to download one of three games, and one of those was Pikmin 3. So I'm like, fuck it, and I'll try Pikmin 3 out. It's free. And holy fuck, I put so many hours into that game.
Yeah, it's so challenging and like rewarding. Oh,
and
love
then,
it.
And then when I beat it the first time, I'm like, I'm going to go through and try to beat it, because it's measured in how well you did by how many days you beat the game. So in game days, yeah. So you have to work from sunrise to sunset, and when it gets dark, you have to basically get on your spaceship and disappear so that you don't get eaten by all the animals or whatever.
The nocturnal monsters.
Yeah, so in Pikmin 3, you're trying to find fruit so that you can make juices so you can survive, and then you're trying to find...
Olimar.
Olimar, so that he can fix your ship so you can basically escape the planet. So yeah, it's really, really fun. And then, but each day you spend, you consume a juice that you found. So when you find these big ass fucking fruits, like this ginormous apple, it might make 5 juices. The first playthrough, I think it took 29 days for me to complete it, and I got it down to 10 days.
Yeah, oh yeah, you can punch mode. Like, if you figure out a pattern, you can really punch it out.
And I watched somebody speedrun it. They beat it in 7 days, and it was fucking crazy.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
it was probably nonsense. like the minimum amount you can do it.
Yeah. You don't have to find all the fruit, but, you know, my completionist OCD self was like, no, no, no.
I'd rather take the time and find everything than beat it too quick.
And the bosses, like the guy that sped run it in like 7 days, like he took the bosses out in no time flat. It was crazy.
Yeah, you can kind of cheese the bosses sometimes if you figure them out. But
yeah, it was so much fun. I really liked doing the multiplayer, not the multiplayer maps, but like the challenge maps where it's like get a gold medal on it.
Oh yeah.
So to get that, you have to get all the fruit, kill all the enemies, all that shit, right? And when you kill enemies and bring them back to your little onion, Pikmin onion, they'll like suck up the enemy body and then make those into Pikmin. So the more enemies you kill, the more Pikmin you get and the more you can use, but you can only have a max of 100, I think.
Yeah, I think you can only have a max of 100 out, then you can keep the rest of them in your onion.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really recommend checking out Pikmin if you have not played it.
It's good stuff.
I started with the Wii U one. I think that one's fine to start with because that's the one I started with. But I mean, if you have a cube, see if you can find it for the cubes.
Yeah.
How are we for time?
4 minutes until we should sign off.
All right. So I want to bring up the last couple things, for E3. There's rumors that, Bungie's definitely going to be there, but they could either show up with, more Destiny or their new title that's rumored to be called Matter.
I would like to see the end of Destiny, just saying.
Yeah. Also,
it doesn't really matter.
Square Enix is supposed to fully unveil their Avengers project.
Yep.
I saw that Avengers project.
Yeah, it's being developed by Crystal Dynamics, the studio behind the Tomb Raider series. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Square Enix can do with Avengers. Also, we're going to get the next Call of Duty is Modern Warfare 4.
Something new there. Breaking new grounds, everybody.
There's a brand new Batman 6. Game coming from Warner Brothers Montreal.
Yeah, the Penguin one, isn't it?
I think so, but it's still going to... They haven't really showcased anything about it, just all rumors. I thought it was supposed to be the Court of Owls.
Oh, the Owl. The Owl Clan?
Yeah, the Court of Owls.
Yeah, that's the one. Owls and penguins, I mean, they're exactly the same. There's no difference.
And now that Rocksteady's finished with Batman, with Arkham series, they're supposed to be working on a Justice League game. So hopefully we can see some of that.
That would be super cool. I'd love a Rocksteady Justice League game.
Yeah. Anything else that we were expecting other than these bigger things?
All I can think of.
Oh, Lord of the Rings Gollum?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
What?
Apparently they're making, Lord of the Rings Gollum. It's
is it where you play as Gollum and just bite people's fingers off and steal their rings and they go, this isn't the one?
Nailed it. I don't even have to play the game anymore. That was it. Apparently, they're making a Harry Potter RPG.
Yeah, that was leaked. That was leaked last year, remember?
Where, no, I don't remember.
Oh,
I
they so, someone...
I showed you.
Yeah, it was someone abused their NDA and released the trailer for it. And it showed you as a student in your fifth year at Hogwarts, and then it's during the Goblin Rebellion, like, way the fuck before Voldemort was even born.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It looks really fucking cool. But yeah, they better show
Resident
that off
this Evil year. 8?
What's that?
Resident Evil 8. New Resident Evil?
Maybe. No. I mean, they released the second one, the remaster, so they could come out with a new one.
Maybe.
Anyways.
Right, I never played Biohazard, but...
All right, so let's wrap this up now. So thanks a lot, guys, for joining us, and thanks to our super lucky dudes on the chat here, Mr. Speed Geek and Mr. Gamer Temple. And if you guys want to join the chat, like I said, go to our Patreon page, become a Patreon, and you can join the live show every time. We generally record Sundays at 8, so if it ever changes, we would let you know. So go to our website as well. You can check out our shop, like we were talking about earlier. You can get a shirt just like this one for those in the chat. I'm taking it off. No, just kidding. And then join our Facebook.
We're going to get too many viewers.
Yeah. Oh, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. So yeah, then we're go to our Facebook page, join our community, and we would love to hear from you guys. And till then, we'll see you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.
Later, guys.
See you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.